ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनाभवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। So now we are seeing the last verse of the second section. It's a very beautiful verse. As I said, the same mantra we find in Mundaka Upanishad also. We know the meaning. We understood the meaning. And this mantra is very popular because especially in our circles, we never do a puja without this mantra, because always when we do arati, we recite this mantra. The important lesson is taking ownership of consciousness as the swarupam of the knower I. Is in fact taking ownership of fullness, happiness as one's own self. I'll repeat a sentence. Discovering consciousness as the truth of I, the knower, experiencer, discovering pure knowledge, pure awareness as one's own self, itself is taking ownership of happiness as oneself, one's own nature. Because in discovering consciousness as one's own self, in have a clear vision of this pure abstract reality, the consciousness being one's own self, one can resolve all the wrong notions about the self. Thereby, one can free oneself from all the limitations, all problems caused by erroneous self-perception. The wrong notions resolve means wrong notion caused limitations also become resolved. Then what is there is happiness only. You are just yourself. To be happy, what you should do? You need to be yourself. If you are yourself, you are happiness. If you are not yourself, you become unhappy. You become unhappy. There is unhappiness. The experience of unhappiness is because you are not yourself. You do not remain yourself. Not remaining one's own self means what? Having wrong identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Taking this anatma, material, body, mind, sense complex for oneself. Thereby taking the limitations and attributes of anatma to be one's own attributes and limitations. Isolating oneself as an individual different from the whole is the cause of all unhappy, all problems. When you take the body for yourself, mind for yourself, sense organs for yourself, you are not yourself. You are not yourself. In wrong identity, you are not yourself. When you are ignorant, you are not yourself. In ignorance of yourself, when there is ignorance of yourself, you are not yourself. You're not yourself means what? Your identity is totally with something what which you are not. In knowledge, in clear vision of what you are, you, your objective towards your body, mind, sense complex, your objective towards your mind, then you are free from all limitations, then you are yourself. You are yourself means there is happiness. And what are you? You are abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge. Jnanaswarupaha. Atma, you are. Jnanaswarupam, Brahma, you are. Satswarupaha, Atma, you are. Satswarupam, Brahma, you are. Ananda Swarupaha, Atma, you are. Ananda Swarupam, Brahma, you are. It is like saying water is. It's like saying wave is H2O. The wave is H2O means that is how wave is. That is what wave is essentially. So you are Anandaha yourself. To discover this fact, you have to see that you are distinct from the material, body, mind, sense complex. You are distinct from the thoughts. You are distinct from Ahankara. You are distinct from memory. You are distinct from all emotions. In you, Ahankara enjoys existence, knowledge enjoys existence, ignorance enjoys existence. In you, the pure awareness. In you, the pure awareness, knowledge, ignorance, emotions, everything enjoys existence. Memory enjoys its existence. All knowledge enjoys existence in you, the pure awareness, pure knowledge. There's no existence of knowledge or ignorance outside of the pure knowledge. And you are the very truth. There's nothing beyond you, and you are distinct and from everything and beyond everything, though you are inseparably, non-distinguishably with everything. In fact, there's no everything which is not you. Everything is you. You are the whole. And this has to become very clear for you to see happiness being yourself. When here this mantra begins, the beautiful mantra, Atra Uttaram Idam Bhatiche Vibhatiche Iti. Atra Idam Uttaram. Here is this answer. Atra, here, is this answer. For what? This answer for what? Answer for Nachiketa's question presented in the previous mantra. If that Brahman is this Atma, if that reality is here as the nearest self, as the content of I, the happiness, the Swarupa of that Brahman is here as one's own self. Aham Anandaha, myself. That is how it is. This is what all the Mahatmas say. People who have clear vision of the Atma, they say what? That reality which is of the Chitra of fullness is here as one's own self. Therefore, fullness, happiness is one's own self, one's own nature. Which means, how do I understand that happiness? That is, I am happiness. How do I understand? Anandaha aham, anandoham, aham anandaha. How do you understand it? Does it shine by itself? Does it shine distinctly, uniquely? This was the question asked by Nachiketas. Nachiketa asked for not for himself, for our sake he asked, though he was very young. So here Lord Yama's answer. Atra idam uttaram. Here is the answer. Yes, does that happiness shine? Yes, that happiness shines. Yes, that happiness shines uniquely, distinctly. That happiness shines as one's own nature, as one's own self. In what form? That happiness is in the form of pure awareness, pure consciousness, pure knowledge. As shines. Atra uttaram idam. Here is the answer. Bhati. Yes. Happiness shines. Fullness shines. Yes. Vibhati. And yes, it does shine uniquely, distinctly. Cha iti. Katham. How? The mantra says here. Natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam. Nema vidyuto bhanti kutoya magnihi. Tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam. Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. So, Suryaha, Suryaha. You know, Suryaha, sun. Chandraha, moon. Tarakam, star. The word Tarakam stands for all the stars. Vidyutaha, Vidyut is a singular word. Vidyut is a strilinga shabdaha, feminine gender word. Therefore, Yimaha, Vidyutaha. Yimaha, with, I mean, these lightnings. This lightning, lightning is also another source of light. Here, in the mantra, Upanishad mantra presents, in fact, enumerates all the sources of light. Sun is the first and the foremost of the sources of light. Moon, another source of light, which serves as a source of light by reflecting sunlight. Tarakam, star. Why one star? So many stars. All stars are sources of light. Vidyutaha, lightnings are sources of light. Agnihi, fire, is another source of light. So, Upanishad mantra does not include oil lamps. Of course, in any lamp also, oil lamp also, Agni is a source of light. Agnihi. That's a camphor light or lamp light. So Agni is the source of light. And now we have extra sources of light like electricity. You know, lights. We have all this modern sources of light. Doesn't matter. So here, first he starts with Suryaha. All these sources of light are self-luminous. All the sources of light are self-luminous. Self-luminous means no source of light is dependent on any other source of light to shine, to come to light. We need not take a torchlight or another light to see whether there is sun is outside or not. Even we need not take another light to see whether the moon, bright moon on full moon day, is there or not. You don't need another light to know whether fire is there or not. All these sources of light, sun, moon, stars, lightnings and fire, all these sources of light are self-luminous. They have their own luminosity. They shine. That is why they're known as lights. What is light? Light is that which shines by itself, which reveals its presence by itself, and in whose presence all opaque things around also shine. So that which brings by its mere presence other opaque things to light, and that which shines by itself is light. So light need not make any effort to bring opaque things to light. The mere presence, sannidhi matrena, by mere presence, it brings opaque things to light. That's why the sources of light are said to be lights. So all these self-luminous bodies are self-luminous sources of light. Shine independently. And they, by their mere presence, they bring the opaque things to light. Because any opaque thing is called opaque thing because it doesn't have light of its own. It cannot reveal its presence by itself. It is not self-revealing. It can shine, any opaque thing can shine. It can become known. Only it becomes when it is illumined. For opaque thing to be illumined, thereby to shine, to reveal its presence, it is dependent on a source of light, another light, a source of light, some light or the other. And opaque things always come under the category of the illumined only. No opaque thing can ever become the illuminator. All the opaque things always come under the category of the illumined only. They can never become the illuminators. But light is the illuminator. So we say, from the standpoint of the world of opaque things, the standpoint of the world of opaque things, the illuminator is the source of light, the sun. Sun is the illuminator. And of course, on Purnima days in the evenings, moon becomes the illuminator. Even all the stars, when they shine twinkling in the night, we don't need another light. Even if you're walking in the darkness, still we can see all the stars because stars are self-luminous. We don't need light to see whether the stars are twinkling or not because they're self-luminous. So, anyway, sun is the illuminator from the standpoint of the world of opaque things. And illumining is the very nature of the sun. If the sun is not there, all the world of opaque things, the entire world of opaque things will remain covered in darkness. When the world of opaque things remains covered in darkness, all the opaque things lose their status of being existent. I told yesterday very clearly, sunlight does not create the opaque things. Opaque things are not made out of sunlight. Sunlight is completely distinct, different. Opaque things are different. Opaque things are different. But the entire world of opaque things enjoys the status of being existent only when it becomes illumined, only when it shines, only when it reveals its presence. Therefore, we can say it is the sunlight, it is the sun, the illuminator, who by his mere presence, by illumining the world of opaque things, brings the world of opaque things to light, thereby lends existence, lends the status of being existent. Sun is sun alone lends, Suryaha lends the status of being existent to the world of opaque things. So sunlight alone is in the form of existence of the world of opaque things. Sunlight is the existence of the world of opaque things. Sunlight is not there, the world of opaque things will lose its existence, will lose its status of being existent, will remain covered in darkness of darkness. Therefore, we can say the illuminator is the sun from the standpoint of world of opaque things. But here, the world of opaque things shines after sunlight. So Suryaha Bhati. Suryaha Bhati means what? Sun shines by himself, independently, by his own self-effulgence, self-brilliance. Sun shines independently, but the world shines after the sun. So we add this prefix Anu. Suryaha Bhati, Lokaha Anubhati. The world of opaque things shines after the sun. Lokaha Anubhati. Suryaha Bhati. And here, Shastram reminds us of the fact. You think Suryaha Bhati, sun shines by himself, by itself. The world alone shines after the sun. No. Include the sun also in the world. The sun also should be included in the world only. Why? Because even the so-called exalted source of light called the sun, leave alone other sources of light. Then what can we talk of moon? Whether it's a moon or stars or even lightnings, all these sources of light along with the sun, which have the status of being the illuminators, they are looked upon as the great sources of light. All of them also do not shine by themselves. Even the source of light is dependent on other light to come to light. The great sunlight, the great sun, exalted source of light is dependent on another source of light to come to light. Because if the sun is not seen, then sun, the self-effulgent sun also, is a self, means the sun, the self-luminous sun also, will remain in covered in darkness. If the sun is not there, world of opaque things will remain covered in darkness, losing the status of being existent. Similarly here, even the sun, the moon, the stars, lightnings, all the sources of light also will remain covered in darkness, losing their status of being existent if they are not seen. Which means sunlight also, bhati, shines. We can say, you can use the word bhati, saying it shines by itself only from the standpoint of the world of opaque things. From the standpoint of the seeing power, chakshurindriyam. Chakshurindriyam. The standpoint of your chakshurindriyam, the subtle seeing power obtaining within the golakam called your eyes, the seeing power, the sun also will remain covered in darkness if it is not seen. Which means the seeing power is the light. Seeing power is not dependent on any source of light, including such as sunlight, to be able to see, to function as seeing power, to function as seeing power, to be the seeing power is not dependent on the light. It can see the light, it is no light, it can see the darkness. Seeing power can see the darkness in the absence of light. It can see the light if it has light. The seeing power is not dependent on any source of light to be functional as the seeing power. So seeing beings are not dependent on sunlight, but its very existence. To be a seeing power, it's not dependent. Even though sunlight is very helpful for this eye to see all the opaque things, still, sunlight, seeing power is not dependent on sunlight for its existence. Please make a note. Seeing power is not dependent on the sunlight for its existence. Even without sunlight, it can be there is a seeing power, seeing the darkness. Whereas sunlight or any source of light such as sun, etc., is dependent on the seeing power to come to light, to be illumined, thereby to have the status of being existent. Sunlight exists only when it shines, only when it is illumined, only when it is seen, only when it is perceived, for which sunlight is dependent on the seeing power. Therefore, sunlight is sunlight, sun also anubhati. The sun, which is said to be bhati from the standpoint of the world of opaque things, anubhati from the standpoint of seeing power. So seeing power bhati, sunlight anubhati, sun anubhati, sun shines after the seeing power. Seeing power shines by itself. Means it is not dependent on the sunlight to be the seeing power, to be existent. So being illumined, coming to light means enjoying existence. So sunlight enjoy, sun, any source of light enjoys its existence only in, only when it is seen, when it is illumined by the seeing power. Here you have to stop, understand, not only the sunlight, what about other objects? Sound, object called sound shines only when it is heard. Object called smell enjoys existence only when it is smelt. Object called touch enjoys existence only when it is touched. Therefore, all the fivefold objects, sound, taste, touch, all other objects also are dependent on the respective sense powers to come to light, to become the known, to be perceived. So each sense power serves as a means of, each sense power serves as a means of perception, means of knowledge. Jnana indriyani, jnana indriyam. Therefore, each sense power lends existence to its respective object by bringing that object to light through perception. The hearing power is not there. The object called sound will remain covered in darkness of ignorance. Will come in darkness of ignorance. If the hearing power is not there, the object called sound will remain covered in darkness of ignorance. The power of smelling is not there. Object called smell will remain covered in darkness of ignorance. After COVID, many people complained. when they had the problem, they could not smell. Smells were there, but they, for them, smells were not there. Because the fragrances and smells, they remain covered in darkness of ignorance. So also touch, heat and cold. Without the power of touch, the heat and cold will remain covered in darkness. So each sense power, through the through perceiving, lends existence to its respective object. It brings the respective object to light. That's why each sense power also is said to be a light. All each sense power is called Devaha, Pancha Devaha. Five Jnana Indriyani are said to be five Devas, Pancha Devaha. Why? Devaha means light, effulgent light, which shines by itself and which lends, which illumines the, its respective objects. So hearing power is the light for the object called the sound. Power of smelling is the light for the object called smell. Power of touch, sparsha indriyam, is the light for the power, the object called touch. So the power of taste is the light for the object called taste. Of course, seeing power is the light for all the forms, colors, shapes, and all the opaque things, especially light. So all these five sense organs are five different lights illumining their own respective objects. Panchadevaha. Now let us come back to this seeing power again. So seeing power is the light. From the standpoint of the light, the sun, which is the light, the standpoint of opaque things, anubhati. But the same sun, anubhati, from the standpoint of the seeing power. So chakshurindriyam bhati, suryaha anubhati. Lokaha anubhati, the world of opaque things shines after the sunlight. Sunlight shines by itself. But same sunlight, anubhati, from the standpoint of seeing power, and the seeing power bhati. Again, we have to go further. Seeing power also, like all the subtle five sense powers, which serve as lights for the respective objects, they do not shine by themselves. Seeing power does not shine by itself. It is seeing power also is a subtle, it's a product of sattvic aspect of subtle matter, subtle elements. All these subtle powers which serve as instruments of perception are also material in nature. They are products of sattvic aspect of subtle elements. Therefore, it doesn't have its own, doesn't have the capacity to shine by itself. For the seeing power to become conscious, to become sentient, to be functional as sense power, to be able to illumine the light, to be able to perceive the opaque things in the presence of light, seeing power also is dependent on some other light. What is the light which lights up the seeing power, which lights up all the sense powers? What is that light? There's a different light. So light of the sun, light is the seeing power, and the light of the seeing power is antahkaranam, mind. Antahkaranam is the light. Why? Only when the mind becomes functional, only when the mind becomes functional, when the conscious, the thoughts arise, and the thoughts really back up the sense powers, then sense powers can become conscious and sentient and functional. If the mind is non-functional, antahkaram is non-functional, all the sense powers helplessly, choicelessly remain resolved non-functionally, without being functional. How do we know that? What happens in sleep? If you fall asleep, what happens? The jagat does not go anywhere. But for you, the entire objective universe becomes covered in darkness of ignorance. There's no jagat. The jagat does not exist for a person who is asleep because perception does not take place. Why the world doesn't exist for the person who is asleep? The perception doesn't take place. The world is not perceived. The light is not illumined. Sound is not illumined. All the objects are not illumined. The world becomes covered in darkness of ignorance because the perception, the function of perception does not take place. Why? All the sense powers remain resolved, remain non-functional. Their sense powers are present, but they are non-functional. They remain resolved. They do not function. Why? What happened to them? Why are they not functional? Because they are not backed by the conscious thoughts. A shrotra vritti, netra vritti, there's respective thought. Shrotra vritti, a specific vritti rising from mind, which backs up the seeing power. There's a vritti which backs up the hearing power. There's a vritti which backs up the power of smelling, power of taste. Shrotra vritti, netra vritti, rasana vritti, there are so many thoughts which connect the sense organs with the minds, with the mind. Therefore, when the mind is non-functional, all the vrittis remain resolved. Then the sense powers are not backed by the conscious mind. Therefore, they also remain resolved, non-functional. Therefore, what is the light in whose presence, in whose function, they all become conscious, sentient and functional? What is that? It is the conscious mind, antahkaranam, chetanam antahkaranam. Conscious mind is the light from the standpoint of the powers. Whether I see or do not see, eyes have the power, do not have the power. You can hear or not. All the sense powers are known. The sense powers also shine, are known only when the mind is functional. Therefore, from the standpoint of the sense powers, you can say, the standpoint of seeing power, mind is the light. So, manaha bhati, chakshurindriyam anubhati. Manaha bhati, chakshurindriyam anubhati. The standpoint of chakshurindriyam, from the standpoint of sunlight, chakshurindriyam bhati, sun anubhati. But from the standpoint of mind, manaha bhati, mind shines by itself, and chakshurindriyam, the seeing power shines after the mind. We can say manaha bhati pancha jnana indriyani anubhanti. All the five sense powers which serve as instruments of knowledge, first they shine after the conscious mind. So chetanam antahkaranam. So mind is the light. And here, when mind also cannot be said to be the light, even the mind is Mahadeva. No, mind is Devadevaha. Devanam Devaha, Devadevaha. Five sense organs are Devas. Mind is Devadevaha. Why? Mind is the light which illumines all the lights in the form of sense organs, through which he is like illumines the entire world of fivefold objects. Now, what is this light? Mind illumines. But that mind also Antahkarana mind also does not shine by itself. Why? It cannot shine by itself. Mind, after all, is a material product. Mind is also product of sattvic aspect of subtle elements only, elemental product. Though it is inexplicably subtle matter, mind is the amazing, some inexplicably wonderful instrument, this mind, antahkaranam. Still, it is only material product. Mind does not have sentience of its own, consciousness of its own. Mind itself becomes non-functional. Mind itself becomes non-functional. And mind has to become functional. What is that? Because of the blessing of which mind becomes functional. Mind becomes conscious, sentient and functional. What is that? If there's no manifestation of consciousness, mind is non-functional. For the mind to become conscious, sentient, to become functional, there must be manifestation of knowledge. There's no manifestation of knowledge, mind is inert. Mind is non-functional. Not inert, it's non-functional. We see that in deep sleep state, mind is non-functional because mind is inseparably with the knowledge, but there's no manifestation of knowledge. When there's manifestation of knowledge, then mind becomes conscious, sentient, functional. Your mind, or the so-called mind, which has the status of being Deva Devaha, the illuminator of the illuminating lights in terms of sense organs, mind itself is dependent on the knowledge itself, the knower of the mind. Knower of the mind is pure consciousness implied by the term Atma. So mind also anubhati. Though mind is bhati, mind is said to be bhati from the standpoint of the sense powers, the mind itself is anubhati. Mind also is anubhati. Mind shines after the Atma, Atma Chaitanyam. The knower of the mind. Mind is dependent on the knower of the mind to have status of being existent. Mind has to become the known. Mind cannot be the known if there's no knower. The knower of the mind is the light. The known mind shines in the presence of the knower of the mind. Therefore, mind also anubhati, antahkaranam also anubhati. The knower of the mind, Atma, bhati, swayam bhati. And the question comes, from the standpoint of the mind, mind anubhati and Atma bhati. Atma bhati. Atma shines by itself. And what is the light after which the Atma shines? There's nothing beyond Atma. Atma is beyond everything. Atma is distinct from everything, beyond everything. And what is Atma? This abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, which is arrived at as a swarupam of the knower in terms of its nature of knowing. That reality is of the nature of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, pure awareness. And as our consciousness happens to be all pervasive, is implied with Atma. Atma is the absolute knower of everything is Atma. The only knower of everything is Atma. Because knowing is the swarupam of the Atma. Therefore, Atma is not dependent on any other knower. There's no other knower. other than Atma. If Atma is Swayam Bhati, Swayam Bhati, Atma Swayam Bhati, it shines by itself. Atma Bhati, Atma Swayam Bhati, it shines by itself. Whereas Antahkaranam also shines after the Atma. Atma Jyotihi. That's why Atma is said to be light. Atma Jyotihi, Paranjyotihi, Mahajyotihi. There's no greater light than Atma. Why? Because Atma is the most exalted of all the lights. Atma is not the light. But the exalted light is Atma. Why? Because knowing is illumining. Knowing is lending existence. Knowing is bringing the object to light. Knowing is lending existence. Knowing is illumining. Knowing is illumining. Atma brings all the minds to light. Thereby Atma alone brings all sense powers to light. Atma brings the entire world of fivefold objects to light through the mind and sense organs. Not by doing something, by its mere presence. Sannidhi matrena sarvam jagat prakashayati sarva prakashakam jagat prakashakam param paranjyotihi is Atma. Atma is absolute light. Even though Atma is not the light, but there is no light than other than the Atma. Atma is the absolute light, exalted light. The light of all lights is Atma. Sun is the light from the standpoint of the world of opaque things. Seeing power is the light from the standpoint of the sunlight. And mind is the light from the standpoint of the seeing power. And Atma is the light from the standpoint of the mind also. There, what is light? The standpoint of the Atma, there is no other light. Atma is Swayam Bhati, Bhati. Everything shines after that Atma Jyotihi, the light of Atma. Ever Anubhati. And that is what this mantra here says. Okay. So, very interesting. This I told, taught you when I did Drigdisheveka text long, long ago, many years ago. So, Pancha Devaha, sense powers are five devas, five lights. Because each power illuminates its respective object. And mind is the light which lights up all the sense powers. Were Deva Devaha. And Atma is Mahadevaha. Deva Devaha. Deva Deva Devaha is Mahadevaha. The light of absolute light which illumines the mind is Mahadevaha. Mahadevaha, Devaha, Deva Devaha, Mahadevaha. Okay. Mahadeva is who is Mahadeva now? Atma is Mahadevaha. So here it is said, Natatra suryo bhate chandra tarakam nema vidyutaha bhanti. So all these lightnings do not shine by themselves. Sun does not shine by himself. Moon and stars do not shine by themselves. Moon doesn't shine, star doesn't shine, sun doesn't shine. These lightnings do not shine by themselves. We think all these are sources of light. They all shine by themselves. No, they all shine after the seeing power. And kutahayam agnihi, if all these sources of light do not shine by themselves, how can this fire, another source of light, shine by itself? No source of light, the so-called source of light in the world, can shine by itself. Even though it is said to be self-luminous, from the standpoint of world of opaque things, all these sources of light shine after the light of seeing power only. They will be as good as non-existent if they are not seen, if they are not illumined by the light of seeing power. For a born blind person, even though he can learn so much through Braille method, the one thing which he cannot understand at all is the sunlight. Object called light does not exist at all for a blind person, for a person who is born blind. Okay? which means the light, the source of light, the illuminated light, the illuminator of opaque things itself is dependent on the seeing power to come to light. Therefore, kutaha ayam agnihi, how can this fire, which is also another source of light, which is actually the source of light, shine by itself? Definitely not. Fire also, like any other source of light, is dependent on the seeing power to come to light. And the seeing power also is dependent, not only seeing, all the sense powers, including the seeing power, are dependent on the light of mind to come to light, to be illumined, to become the known, to have the status of being existent. The mind also is dependent on Atma to become conscious, to become sentient, to become the known, to have the status of being existent. But Atma is absolutely independent of anything in the world to come to light, to reveal its self, and to, therefore, Atma is absolutely self-existent. Atma does not require any evidence. Seeing power is the evidence for the existence of the light. Light becomes the evidence for all the opaque existence of the opaque things. Seeing power becomes the evidence of the light. Hearing power is the evidence for the sound. Power of smelling is the evidence for the smell. Sense powers become evidence for the respective objects. Objects are evident. Sense powers become the evidence. And even mind is the evidence. Knowledge is the evidence. Mind is the evidence for the sense powers. And who is the evidence for the mind? You, the knower of the mind, are the evidence for the mind. And who is evidence for your, for you? You are self-evident. To know you are, you do not require anything else. Aham asmi, I am. To know your presence, to know your existence, do you need to ask somebody, am I present here? Am I here? You need not ask anybody. You need not turn your head. You need not make any effort to know that you are. To know that you are, you do not need anything else. Do not make require any effort. No light is required. Even in darkness, you're sitting alone in a room. Suppose suddenly the light goes off. You're sitting in the middle of the room. And people are busy walking up and down. Okay. And you tell what? I'm sitting here. Please don't walk on me. Okay. Be careful. Please keep away. I'm sitting here. You'll make a noise. You, even in dark room, you're sitting there. And you know you are. You do not need any light to know you are. You are self-evident. What is the evidence for your existence? You are the evidence for your existence. You are self-evident. Whereas the whole jagat is evident to you. So the sense powers, the mind, antahkaranam, everything known comes within and comes under the category of the known. Is so the whole jagat, including your body, mind, sense complex, is evident, and you are the only evidence, and you are the evidence for the jagat, and you are self-evident. You are self-evident. You're self-effulgent. Because you're self-evident, you do not require any evidence to know your existence. You are self-evident. Therefore, you are of the nature of self-effulgence. You are self-effulgent, self-evident, self-revealing. Swayam Jyotihi. You, the knower, are Atma. You are Atma. Your pure consciousness, your pure awareness. Even when the mind is functional, the non-functional, you are the knower of the mind. You know the mind being totally non-functional, deep sleep state, you are there as the knower of the total ignorance. You are there as the total knower of the bliss in deep sleep state. You are there as the knower of the dream in dream state. You are there in waking state very much as the knower of the waking world. You are always there as the knower. When the world is not there, dream world resolves, deep sleep state, and the waking world resolves, there's neither subtle universe nor gross universe. There's no world at all. There is just one blankness of mind. There's total ignorance, and still you are there as formless, abstract reality, having the status of being the knower, as the knower of the blankness of mind, knower of the darkness of ignorance. You are there. So you are distinct from you, the knower, or distinct from the known darkness of total ignorance. You are distinct from the known blankness of mind. You are distinct. You are the knower. You are distinct, and you, the knower, are knowledge. Knowing is your swarupam. Why do you know? Not that you want to know. There's no decision. You don't make to know, not to know. Knowing is your swarupam. Therefore, you, the knower, are pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness. There's no way of placing the I sense anywhere. You have to say that you are the knower. You are the knower means, and the knower is abstract, formless reality. Knowing is very swarupam. Therefore, you, the knower, are pure consciousness, pure knowledge, pure awareness. You are distinct from the known blankness of mind. You are distinct from the total darkness of ignorance. Even though you cannot talk about it, then you are there knowing by your very nature of knowing. That's why that experience is possible. And you're able to recollect the experience on waking up from sleep. Therefore, you are the light. So it is said here, Tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam. Sarvam anubhati. Not only the world of opaque things, all the sources of light, all the objects, the entire universe of, the entire objective universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, shines after that light of consciousness implied by the term Atma. Tameva bhantam sarvam anubhati. And that Atma alone bhati, Atma alone shines by itself. Atma shines by itself means what? Atma is ever of the nature of knowing. Atma is ever self-effulgent, self-revealing. Atma bhati. Bhantam is objective case form. Bhan, shatru anta shabda. Bhan, takarantaha, pullingaha. Bhat shabdaha, shining. Bhantam, objective case form. Second case, singular word. Tameva bhantam sarvam anubhati. Entity of the universe shines after, including one's body, mind, sense complex, shines after that only absolute knower consciousness, Atma. Atma alone swayam bhati. Atma alone shines by itself. Everything else shines after that Atma. Tasya bhasa idam sarvam vibhati. And only because of the light of, only by the light of that consciousness, by swarupam of knowing, tasya bhasa idam sarvam vibhati. This idam sarvam, this entirety of the world of inert material objects shine in the light of consciousness, atma. Tasya bhasa idam sarvam vibhati. Only by the light of consciousness, only by the light of pure awareness, pure knowledge, the atma, this entire world of inert material objects shines, thereby becomes known, enjoys the status of being existent. That's why we say atma alone is satyam. Atma is not dependent on the world to come to light. Atma is self-effulgent, self-revealing. Atma is satyam. The world is mithya. The world has no independent existence at all outside of the awareness consciousness. Sarvam vibhati. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Okay? So, when we wave also the light, you do arati, maharati, with the camphor light or wick, we put the wick and we do the arati. What does it mean? We say that nadatra suryo bhaja chandra tarakam. Sun does not shine, moon does not shine, the star does not shine by itself. You know, all lightning, so-called, the lightnings, the so-called sources of light do not shine by themselves. Na vibhanti imaha vidyutaha. Imaha vidyutaha, these lightnings do not shine by themselves. Kutaha ayam agnihi. Oh God, I'm showing this light. I'm waving this light, camphor light in front of you. How is this fire, the flame, okay? How is this fire going to reveal you? Kutaha ayam agnihi. This agni, the fire, which is dependent on my seeing power to come to light, which is, I am you, okay? Which is dependent on the light of consciousness to come to light. How can this light reveal Atma? Which light can reveal Atma? Tell me now. That's why we say this Atma, what is Atma? This abstract, formless reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, or which is of the nature of pure consciousness, is the absolute exalted light. And all the sources of light that depend on that Atma to come to light. That's why we say this Atma is never an object of experience, object of knowledge. Atma cannot be perceived through sense organs. Pure consciousness cannot be perceived through sense organs. Sense organs themselves become conscious, sentient, become functional only because of the blessing of consciousness. How can sense organs, how can consciousness be perceived through sense organs? Consciousness is imperceptible, aprameyaha atma. And the mind itself functions because of the blessing of consciousness. Mind becomes conscious, sentient, functional because of the blessing of the Atma. How can mind conceive? How can Atma become the object of knowledge, object of thought? Therefore, Atma is ever inconceivable, imperceptible, inconceivable. Achintyaha, aprameyaha. Achintyaha, achintyaha, inconceivable, aprameyaha, imperceptible, not available for, sorry, indriya, manasa, indriya, manasam, agocharam, not available for sense perception, available for thought conception. Therefore, what? Atma is absolutely formless, attributeless. Therefore, what? Even the word comes much later. Therefore, words cannot describe the Atma, because Atma has no attributes. Pure consciousness has no attributes. No form, no attributes. Therefore, words cannot describe the consciousness. Words are expressions of the manifestations of knowledge. And the source of manifestation, pure knowledge, cannot be described by words. That's why indescribable, imperceptible, inconceivable. Why? Atma is the absolute light, the only knower is Atma. This Atma is all pervasive, abstract, formless reality. Implied with them, Atma is the most exalted light. It is of the nature of knowing, pure consciousness. And it is this consciousness which should be claimed, which should know as one's own self. The content of I is consciousness. Just as the content of the grossest example I'm giving, the content of wave is water. So content of I is nothing but pure abstract consciousness. And consciousness is implied by term Brahma. That is why Shastram teaches Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Atma Asmi. Saha Paramatma Aham Asmi. Soham Asmi. Means this consciousness is free from all limitations. There is no light which can illumine the Atma. So Swayam Bhati Idam Sarvam Anubhati. Tasya bhasa idam sarvam anubhati. Puja Swamiji, sometimes in his classes, he just make you see. Swamiji was only teacher, I can say, who can just give vision in the very class. This jagat shines where? Only in the knowledge, in the light of knowledge, the jagat shines. Only in the light of knowledge, the entirety of the universe shines. If there's no manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am, imagine there cannot be knowledge of the existence of the world as this world is. I am must be there for you to have the world is. Where does the world shine? Whole jagat shines, including time and space. All the forms, aims and functions, the variety, plurality, multiplicity, the inexplicably vast world shines, enjoys its existence only in the presence of the light of knowledge. Jnana rupa prakashe sarvam prak bhautika sarvam api bhautikam jagat bhati. This elemental universe shines in the presence of the light of knowledge. Tasya bhasa idam sarvam vibhati. This entire world shines by the light of the Atma, the consciousness. This is the literal meaning of the verse. Let us see the bhashyam. How do I make you understand the difference between okay, let us see the Bhashyam now. Natatra. So Shankaracharya writes, Natatra Tasmin Swatma Bhote Brahmani. Tatra means Tasmin Swatma Bhote Brahmani. Okay, let me make it very clear. Swatma Bhutam Brahma. Sva Atma Bhutam Brahma. What is Brahma? Abstract, formless reality. obtaining in the form of existence of the entirety of the universe, which is free from all limitations, is Brahma. So existence of the universe is Brahma. Reality is in the form of existence of the universe. And reality is free from limitations, therefore it is Brahma. And that Brahma is where? Swa-atma-bhutam asti. Brahman is in the form of one's own self, in the form of the content of I. That existence is in the form of one's own self. Swa-atma-bhutam Brahma. Brahman is in the form of one's own self. The reality of the entirety of the cosmos is there as the knower consciousness I. Swatma bhutam. Which means what? I am Brahma. I, the knower, am consciousness existence. Consciousness existence is what? In the form of I. I am the consciousness existence. Which means the content of I, the swarupam of I, the swarupam of the jagat, essential nature of the jagat, essential nature of I are one and the same. Swatma bhute brahmani tasmin. What is that Brahma here? Sarva avabhasakaha api suryaha na bhati. Sarva avabhasakaha suryaha. See, sarva avabhasakaha. Sarvam avabhasayati iti sarva avabhasakaha. Sun is called sarva avabhasakaha. Sarvam bhasayati avabhasayati. Ava is the prefix. Bhasayati iti bhasakaha. Swayam bhati jagat bhasayati. Sun shines by itself and it illumines it makes the world shine. It illumines the world. Therefore, avabhasakaha. Suryaha sarva avabhasakaha api. Though sun is the all illuminator, illuminator of all entire world of opaque things, illuminator of everything here, still that sun, nabhati, does not shine. Okay? From the standpoint of that absolute reality, Brahma obtaining as one's own self. In the standpoint of the absolute reality, Brahma obtaining as one's own self, obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, this sun, though said to be illuminator of everything, does not shine by itself. Which means sun shines after that Atma only. Sun shines after seeing power, seeing power shines after mind, mind shines after Atma. Absolutely, sun also, the all illuminator sun, shines after the Atma, Brahma. Sarva avabhasakaha api suryaha tasmin swatma bhute brahmani na bhati. That first na should go with the bhati. Don't lose track. Okay? Na should go with the bhati. Na bhati. Tad brahma na prakashayati ityartaha. What does it mean? The sun who shines because the blessing of Atma. How can that sun illumine that Brahma? Tad Brahma na prakashayati. The sun can be the illuminator of everything here in this world of opaque things, but sun does not illumine that Brahman. Sun does not illumine that Brahman. Tad Brahma na prakashayati. Itartaha. na prakashayati, does not illumine. Prakashate suryaha swayam prakashate swayam bhasate sarvam jagat bhava bhasayati bhasayati. Swayam bhasate swayam bhati swayam prakashate jagat prakashayati jagat avabhasayati. It shines by itself, it illumines the world of opaque things. But that's all illumining sun, all illuminator sun does not illumine, cannot illumine that Brahma. Why? Because from the, it does not shine by itself. Sun does not illumine. Tad Brahma na prakashayati ityartha. Tatha, similarly, na chandra tarakam, not neither moon nor the star, na imaha vidyutaha bhanti. So also, all the sources of light, such as moon or star, and even these, the lightnings, do not shine by themselves. Though they are looked upon as great sources of light, still they do not shine by themselves. Any source of light is supposed to be self-luminous, to shine by itself. Yes, they are self-luminous, self-shining sources of light only from the standpoint of the world of opaque things. But from the standpoint of Atma, Brahma, they do not shine by themselves. Which means they all have to become the known to have the status of being existent. They are dependent on the knower consciousness Atma to become the known, that to become illumined. Tatha na chandra tarakam na imaha vidyutaha bhanti. Then he says, kutaha ayam asmad drishti gocharaha agnihi. Asmad drishti gocharaha agnihi. Kutaha, how can this fire? Kutaha ayam agnihi. How can this fire illumine the Atma? How can this fire shine by itself independently? Which is agnihi? The asmad drishti gocharaha, which is available for our seeing power. It's available for perception through our seeing power. Drishti gocharaha agnihi. Agnihi is drishti gocharaha. Available for perception through seeing power. So this seeing power, available for perception through our seeing power, how can this shine by itself? No, it is dependent, it shines after our seeing power. Relatively, absolutely, seeing power is shining after what? The Atma only. So Agnihi shines after our seeing power relatively. It shines after the mind relatively. Absolutely, it shines after the Atma. Kim bahuna? Kim bahuna? Yadidam adityadikam sarvam bhati tat tameva parameshwaram bhantam tameva parameshwaram. Kim bahuna? Bahuna uktena. Kim bahuna uktena? Kim bahuna uktena? Uktena, I'm adding to make it clear. Kim bahuna uktena? What is the use of saying anything? Yad that idam adityadikam sarvam bhati. Idam adityadikam sarvam. All the sources of light such as sun etc. bhati shines. தத் தம் ஏவ பரமேஸ்வரம். ஆல் தீஸ் சோர்சஸ் ஆஃப் லைட் சச் சன் எக்ஸெட்ரா ஷைன்ஸ் ஆஃப்டர் தட் லைட் ஓன் அப்சல்யூட் லைட் அனதர் விச் இஸ் அனதர் தேன் பரமேஸ்வரா தி எக்ஸால்டட் லார்ட். ஹூஸ் எக்ஸால்டட் லார்ட் ஹியர்? பரமேஸ்வரா இஸ் பரம் பிரம்ம. பரமேஸ்வரா இஸ் பரமாத்மா. பரமாத்மா பரம் பிரம்மா பரமேஸ்வரா இஸ் வாட்? த பியூர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இம்ப்ளைட் பை த டேர்ம் ஆத்மா ஆர் பிரம்மா. சங்கரா சங்கர பகவத் பாதா ஆல்வேஸ் ஹி பிரிங்ஸ் ஈஸ்வரா. தமேவ பரமேஸ்வரம். ஹூ இஸ் பரமேஸ்வரா? ஹூ அலோன் இஸ் செல்ஃப் ஷைனிங், செல்ஃப் லூமினஸ், செல்ஃப் எவிடென்ட், செல்ஃப் எஃபல்ஜென்ட், செல்ஃப் ரிவீலிங், செல்ஃப் ரிவீலிங், செல்ஃப் எவிடென்ட், செல்ஃப் எஃபல்ஜென்ட். ஈஸ்வரா பரமேஸ்வரா. தமேவ பாந்தம் பரமேஸ்வரம். தமேவ பரமே பாந்தம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பரமேஸ்வரம் தீப்யமானம். பாந்தம் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு தீப்யமானம். அனுபாதி அனுதீப்யதே. அனுபாதி அனுதீப்யதே மீன்ஸ் ஷைன்ஸ் ஆஃப்டர். சோ வாட் இஸ் த யூஸ் ஆஃப் சேயிங் எனி திங் எனிமோ? கிம் பகுனா உக்தேன? வி டோன்ட் நீட் டு சே மச் ஹியர். த ஃபேக்ட் இஸ் திஸ், எது இதம் ஆதித்யாதிக்கம் சர்வம், ஆல் தி சோர்சஸ் ஆஃப் லைட் சச் அஸ் சன் எக்ஸெட்ரா, பிகினிங் ஃப்ரம் சன் சன் எக்ஸெட்ரா, ஆல் தி சோர்சஸ் ஆஃப் லைட் சர்வம் தத் சர்வம் பாதி, சர்வம் தத் அனுபாதி. தத் அனுபாதி ஷைன்ஸ் ஆஃப்டர் தட் அப்சல்யூட் லைட். வாட் அப்சல்யூட்? தமேவ பரமேஸ்வரம் அனுபாதி. தி ஆல் ஷைன் ஆஃப்டர் தட் பரமேஸ்வர பகவான் பரமாத்மா. பாந்தம் they all shine after that parameshwara who is, who alone is shining by himself, who is self evident, who is self effulgent, who is self revealing, who is shining independently. So atma is not dependent on any other source of light for its existence. Self-evident. So being self-evident is what? Being self-luminous. Being self-luminous is self-revealing. So being self-evident is being self-luminous. Being self-luminous is what? Being self-effulgent. And being self-effulgent is what? Being self-existent. Therefore, Atma is the absolute source of existence, source of light. Parameshram bhantam. Bhantam means deepyamanam. Deepyate means a shining. Anubhati, anudeepyate. So everything, all sources of light, such as shine, etc., shines after that absolute light, Parameshwara, who is self-evident, who is shining by himself. He gives example. Yatha jalol mukad, jalol mukadi agni sanyogat agnim தகந்தம் அனுதகதி. இட்ஸ் வெரி நைஸ் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஹி கிவ்ஸ். பிளீஸ் பேர் வித் மீ, பி ஹியர், லெட் மீ கம்ப்ளீட் திஸ் டெக்ஸ்ட் டுடே, திஸ் மந்திர. ஜலோல்முகாதி சி ஜல உல்முகாதி. உல்முகா, உல்முகா மீன்ஸ் இஃப் யூ டேக் அ ஸ்ட்ராங் ஸ்டிக் and they tie a lot of cloth on the tip and they make fire. They put wire. So it's actually like a big torch made with a lot of tie cloth. So it's pandam. In Tamil, we say pandam. And also firebrand. It's called ulmukha. Ulmukha means firebrand also. Any stick with the burning tip is called a firebrand. Any stick with the burning tip is a firebrand. And with the blazing fire, huge stick with the big stick with the huge blazing is also ulmukha. So now jala means water, jalam. So jala in compound, the jala, ulmukha, adi. Any firebrand or any big pandam, I mean, it's the torch made with the cloth, etc. Firebrand or torch made with the fire cloth or water, etc. All of them, dahan, anudahati, they all now burn. How they burn? They burn after the fire, which is of the nature of burning. Agni sanyogat anudahati. Because of their connection with the fire, because association with the fire alone, they all shine, they all burn. Dahati. Jalam dahati. Ulmukaha dahati. The firebrand or torch made of cloth also burns, shines. If water also burns. Burns means what? Water can really, the hot water becomes hot and then it can burn your finger. If you touch the hot water, it can burn your finger. It is very hot. Water does not have the burning capacity by itself. So also firebrand doesn't have a fire of its own. It cannot burn. It cannot illumine. It doesn't have by itself. But what? How does it burn now? How does it burns? Jalam dahati. Ulmukaha dahati. How they do not have the burning capacity, but agni sanyogat. Jala ulmukadi. Agni sanyogat. Only because of the association with the fire. Agni sanyogat. Agnina saha. Agnina. Agninaha saha sayogat. Only because of association with the fire. Connection with the fire. The water becomes hot. It can burn. It burns. And even the firebrand, etc., becomes, you know, it burns because of the fire. So they do not shine by them, they do not burn by themselves. Therefore, anudahati. Ulmukaha na swayam na dahati. Jalam swayam na dahati. Jalam agnim anudahati. Dahantam agnim anudahati jalam. Water does not burn by itself. It burns after. Because of association with the fire, it borrows the capacity to burn. Then, therefore, it burns after. Depending upon the fire, it burns after the fire because of its association with the fire. So, jalam swayam na dahati, jalam dahantam agnim anudahati. Ulmukaha swayam na dahati. Ulmukaha dahantam agnim anudahati. Ulmukha also burns after the fire which burns by itself. So burning is the intrinsic property, intrinsic nature of the fire. Ulmukha does not have the burning capacity by itself. Water does not have burning capacity by itself. But they all burn. How? Because of their association with the fire. Agni sanyogate. தகந்தம் அக்னிம் அனுதகதி. Okay, it burns after the fire because of its association with the fire. Na swataha tadvat tasya bhas. Na swataha, not by itself. Water by itself does not burn. Ulmukaha does not burn by itself. It only shines after the fire which burns by itself. Tadvat, like that, tasyeva bhasa deeptya. Deeptihi means effulgence. Deeptihi is a beautiful feminine gender word. Deeptihi. Bhas means effulgence, light. That's why sun is called bhaskaraha. Bhaskaraha, the maker of the light. Okay. Bhas means light. Sakaranta shabdaha. Deeptihi ikaramta stilinga shabdaha. Bhasa deeptya. Tasya eva bhasa. Tasya eva deeptya. Only by the light of consciousness alone, by the nature of knowing alone, only because of the swarupam of knowing of the Atma, only because of the nature of consciousness of the Atma, but because of the light of Atma alone, idam sarvam suryadi vibhati, all this sun, etc., all this world of material objects, the sun, etc., vibhati, all the sources of light also shines after that differently, distinctly. Sun shines, moon shines, lightning shines. Means what? That only Atma alone shines as all these sources of light. They do not shine by themselves. Yataha evam. Due to this reason alone, tadeva brahma bhati cha vibhati cha, that Brahman alone shines by itself. That Brahman alone shines uniquely as everything. That Brahman alone, only source of knowledge, alone shines as everything uniquely, distinctly. That Brahman alone shines by itself. Brahman alone shines uniquely as everything, uniquely, distinctly. Bhati cha ibhati cha. Just as one sunlight shines as all, every opaque thing, as television, as wall, as door, as window, everything, as everything. What is the one thing which shines as everything? Sunlight. Relatively, absolutely, it is the Atma Jnanam. It is the nature of the Atma. It is the nature of consciousness alone is shining. The pure consciousness alone shining in distinctly shining by itself and shining as everything. Karyagatena vividhena bhasa. Karyagatena vividhena bhasa. Tasya brahmanaha bharupattvam swataha avagamyate. Tasya brahmanaha bharupattvam. Bha means light. That Brahman having the nature of self-effulgence is understood by itself. Swataha avagamyate. How? Karyagatena vidhena bhasa. कार्यगतम विधम भास कार्यगते विधेन भाषा वन लाइट अलोन बट द लाइट विच अलोन इज शाइनिंग इन मेनी फोल्ड वेज एज मेनी ऑब्जेक्ट्स इन द फॉर्म ऑफ ऑब्जेक्ट्स कार्यम मीन्स हियर द इफेक्ट. Even though no material object is an effect, every material object is like an effect only. Because it's dependent on the knower consciousness to come to light. Therefore, every known object is as good as an effect. Therefore, karya gatena videna bhasa, but the light which alone is shining in manifold ways, in variously, in the form of world of objects, we understand, it is understood very clearly that Brahman having ब्रह्मणः भारूपत्वं तस्य ब्रह्मणः भारूपत्वं स्वतः अवगम्यते. स्वतः इट्स वेरी क्लियरली अंडरस्टूड द नेचर ऑफ द सेल्फ एफल्जेंस और द नेचर ऑफ नोइंग ऑफ द रियलिटी ब्रह्म. The Swarupa of the Atma is non-knowing. That is very well understood. How do you understand? Everything known shines because of the presence of the knower. The known shines itself is what implies, what presupposes what? The knower. Known presupposes the knower. There cannot be something called known which comes under the category, which is as good as the effect. The known presupposes the knower. Therefore, the known which is as good as the effect presupposes the cause. And the cause, this Atma is as good as the cause here. Because the known is dependent on the knower to become the known, thereby to have the status of being existent. If it doesn't become known, it is as good as non-existent. Therefore, the very fact that the known is known because of the light of knowledge. Only because light of knowledge, light of consciousness, the effulgence of consciousness, the known becomes the known. That itself makes it very clear to understand that what? Brahmanaha bharupatvam svatah avagamyate. So, the Swarupma of Brahman being consciousness, the nature of the absolute reality Brahman being knowledge is very clearly understood. Svataha avagamyate. Because the knower is Brahma and knowing is Swarupma of Brahma. What is the proof? Everything is known here. Therefore, it is very understood, very clear. The Brahmanaha Swarupam being consciousness is very clear. Because of the light of knowledge by which everything which comes in the category of the known effect, shines. Karyagatena vividhena bhasa tasya brahmanaha bharupattum swataha avagamyate. The opaque thing becomes illumined means illumination being the nature of light becomes very clear, illuminated. Illumined, opaque thing presupposes the illuminator. And the illuminator must be of the nature of illumining. Otherwise, the illumined object is not possible. Similarly here, karyagatena vidhena bhasa tasya brahmanaha bharupattum swataha avagamyate. The entire world of material objects, various objects, we enjoy the status of being an effect, shines. That itself, from that itself, it's very understood very clearly. The knower of the jagat must be of the nature of knowing. Consciousness, knowledge being the nature of Brahman, is understood because of the light of knowledge alone. This entire world of objects shines. Nahi swataha avidyamanam bhasanam anyasya kartum shakyam. Nahi swataha avidyamanam anyasya bhasanam kartum na shakyam. Swataha avidyamanam hi anyasya bhasanam kartum na shakyam. If Atma is not of the nature of consciousness, if Atma is not of the nature of, if the reality obtaining as oneself is not of the nature of knowing, swataha avidyamanam. Swataha avidyamanam is what now? If the Atma by itself, if the abstract reality implied by the term Atma is of the nature of knowing, then anyasya bhasanam kartum na shakyam. It is not possible to illumine. Illumining another object, illumination of another object is not possible for the Atma. Knowing another object is not possible for the Atma. Anyasya bhasanam kartum na shakyam. It is not possible to do the illumination of another object. It is not possible to do an illumination of another object if Atma is not of the nature of self-effulgence. If Atma is not of the nature of knowing, it is not possible for Atma to have the knowledge of, to do the knowing of another object. It is not possible to know another object. The sun is not of the nature of illumining. How can sun illumine other objects? An opaque thing cannot illumine another opaque thing. An opaque thing cannot illumine another object, other opaque thing, because it is by itself non-luminous. Doesn't have light of its own. Therefore, swataha avidyamanam. If the Atma by itself is not of the nature of illumining, it is not possible for Atma to do the illumination of the world of material objects. Ghatadinam anya avabhasakatva adarshanat. Ghatadinam anya avabhasakatva adarshanat. Because there is, we do not see, adarshana means not seeing. We do not see what adarshanat means, due to the not seeing of the objects such as pot, etc. not illumining other opaque things. Due to not seeing the object such as pot, etc., not illumining other objects. Why? What does it mean? Ghatadinam, pot, etc., all these objects as pot, etc., are opaque in nature. So what? They do not illumine other opaque things. Anya avabhasakatvam. We have not drishtavantaha. We have not seen the opaque things illumining other opaque things. Opaque such as pot, etc., illumining other opaque things. Na drishtavantaha means what? We have not seen opaque things such as pot, etc., illumining other opaque things. Bhasana rupanam cha adityadinam tad darshanat. At the same time, we have also seen the sun, etc., self-luminous, the sources of light such as sun, etc., illumining other opaque things. We have seen this. We have not seen opaque things illumining other opaque things, but we have seen self-luminous sources of light such as sun, etc., illumining other things, which means one must be self-luminous, one must be of the nature of illumining to be able to illumine other objects, other opaque things. Therefore, what? This is our experience. This is our anubhava. Anubhava jnanam we have. Only the objects which are of the nature of illumining, the sources of light which are self-luminous bodies, they alone are capable of illumining other opaque things. Opaque things, the non-luminous opaque things, cannot illumine other opaque things. Similarly here, Atma must be of the nature of knowing for the Atma to know the world of, in a material world of objects. So Atma, if Atma by itself is not of the nature of illumining, it cannot illumine the world of inert material things. Illumination of anything other than opaque things is not possible. Illumination of the inert material world is not possible. So Atma is of the nature of pure consciousness. And you are the knower, and you the knower are Atma. You are of the nature of pure consciousness. If you, your identity is with only pure consciousness, absolutely, cognitively, intellectually, cognitively, if you take ownership of consciousness as yourself, then you are happiness, you are fullness. If you're not able to claim consciousness as yourself cognitively, then you cannot understand what happiness is. Only in taking ownership of consciousness as yourself, you can see yourself being happiness. Okay, iti Srimad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Govinda Bhagavat Pujya Padasishya Srimad Acharya Sri Shankara Bhagavataha Kritau Kathopanishad Bhashye Dvitiyodhyaye Dvitiyavalli Bhashyam Samaptam. So the commentary of the second section of the second chapter of Kathopanishad, the Bhashyam, the second section, second chapter of Sri Adi Shankara Bhagavad Pada, the disciple of the great Acharya Govinda Pada, is over, has been completed, concluded. See, sarvam tameva anubhati, sarvam tameva bhantam sahayeva bhati. He alone shines by himself. Because the masculine word is used, I'm also saying tam. So masculine gender, that's why I'm saying. He alone shines. Everything else other than him shines after him who is shining by himself. That is the first sentence. Tameva bhantam tameva sarvam anubhati. Therefore what? Tasya bhasa idam sarvam vibhati. This entire world shines as everything only because of the light of consciousness, light of Atma, the nature of the Atma. See, the very important lesson is, we of course understand many times, I the knower, I am consciousness. We very, very first class, Vedanta class, you understand that. But it doesn't sink that soon, that easily. Here the teaching is, I am happiness. How do you understand that? How do you understand? That is the question asked. The answer is given here. You are happiness. That becomes clear for you only if you see yourself being consciousness. So of course, in spite of being endowed with the body, mind, sense complex, living in this world as an individual, and being given to the pursuit of jnanam, you see very clearly the teaching. There is no knower. I has to be distinguished as the knower from the known. Once you distinguish I as the knower from the known, and that you see that knower is abstract formless reality only. Knower is formless reality. And the formless reality knows. Why does it know? The reality is of the nature of knowing. Janati iti jnanam. So sun illumines means illumining is sun swarupam, nature, not an action. So knowing is not an action. Knowing is the nature. Jnana swarupatvati jnanam ityuchyate. That is why we say pure consciousness, pure knowledge, pure awareness, we say, because that abstract formless reality is there, having the status of being the knower. There's no knower other than the awareness, other than the abstract reality. And that reality has to be implied with some word. What is the word we can use to indicate the reality, to refer to the reality? What word can you use? No word can be used. You can only say there's something formless. There's something formless which knows. Because the presence of which there's knowledge is possible, experience is possible. What is it which enables the experience? The experience is possible, no knowledge is possible because there is something. And the something is the knower. And what does he know? The knowing is swarupam. Therefore, that abstract, inexplicably subtlest, formless reality is implied by the term jnanam in terms of its nature of knowing. Chit chaitanyam, pure knowledge. And the reality is one, all pervasive. Because everything known exists in the knower only, within the knower. There were only knower here. Therefore, this we see with them Atma. And that reality implied with them Atma is of the nature of knowing. And that shines by itself. Means, when you say this, I am, and you are self-evident, you know you are. You are the only evidence. You are evidence for your existence. You are the only evidence for the existence of the world. The world is evident to you and you are self-evident. Therefore, the whole world of material, inert material things shines in the light of knowledge. Very invariously. Vibhati. I told you yesterday, uniquely shines distinctly shines and shines as everything, as five elements, as five elementals, as living beings, as non-living things, as mobile beings, immobile beings, as experiences, as subtle objects, gross objects, as functions, as order, everything. Vividham bhati iti vibhati. Visheshena bhati iti vibhati. The only reality is shining. Tameva bhantam sarvam anubhati. Sarvam means, idam sarvam indicates the entirety of the objective universe, including your body, mind, sense complex, shines after that reality which is of the nature of knowing, having the status of qualification of being the knower of the universe, who is looked upon as Parameshwara here. So Tameva Bhanta means that Atma shines by itself, that is emphasized in the third line. And everything shines after that Atma. And the only Atma shines as everything. That is emphasis in the second line, then the fourth, the last line. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.